Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. The closing lines of today's first reading can be seen as the opening reason for Paul's letter itself. The Colossians were divided in certain ways. Members of the community attached to other modes of thinking, an empty, seductive philosophy, the previous chapter calls it, an attachment to some astrological elements. St. Paul again places Jesus Christ as the answer, as that forefront, the one who raises us to put away those vices we hear about in the first part of the reading, the one who unites us in the end. Christ can be a unifier for a Christian community, but as we hear St. Paul's text, we have to think also of his universal call. This local problem for the Colossians still can be a personal problem for us in our world today. Today's date, for instance, brings disunity quickly to mind. September 11th has meant something now for 18 years, and while the acts of Islamic terrorists can never be accepted, we can struggle to view any Muslim or Middle Eastern outside of that context. I got an Uber a couple days ago, and for me, it only took seeing Arabic in the text response on the screen, right? The lesson from St. Paul is not that we are perfectly unified with our Muslim brothers and sisters, but that as we ourselves become more focused, more unified in Christ, we can be agents of those virtues, leaving those vices behind. Here there is not Greek, Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. If we can't say it about ourselves, we can never say it about our world.